insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
MSC Sports Radio Network. It is state championship time and high school basketball tournaments getting underway here today. We are in Salina. Girls Class 2A quarterfinal matchup. It is the 8 seed Rossville Bulldogs and the number 1 seed and number 2 ranked Ellenwood Eagles. Again, let's start with Ellenwood. What a season it's been. The Central Prairie League champions, undefeated in league play, 25-1 overall. They have won 13 consecutive games coming in, have not lost, which again, their only loss of the season back on January 26th against Ellsworth. Ellenwood, rich tradition, not just years past, but more particularly this season. All but two girls on the basketball roster for Ellenwood were on the volleyball team back in the fall. What did they do for volleyball? They went undefeated, went 47-0, and won the state championship. And again, all but two players not on the volleyball team. So very athletic this Ellenwood Eagles team is under head coach Greg Maxwell, who was also the volleyball coach as well. So again, tall task here for the 8-seed Rossville Bulldogs. But again, you look at this Rossville team out of the Big East, a record of 15-10 on the year. The 8-seed here today in Salina in this 8-team bracket. But again, they are undefeated against 2A teams this season. They are 7-0 when Rossville takes on a 2A class squad. But again, this is by far and away the best 2A team that they have seen at any point this season. So again, Rossville, four consecutive wins coming in. Their sub-state wins coming against Mission Valley, 52-39. KC Christian, 71-49. And Moorhill Mounts Academy, that is a final of 58-41 in the sub-state championship. Ellenwood, they got to the state tournament with their sub-state wins over Hutch Trinity, 64-25. Smith Center, 54-31. And then also against TMP in the sub-state title, it was their closest game of the season, 46-44. So a grinder for Ellenwood in the sub-state championship, but they beat TMP to get to this game here today. Well, we start with the road team on the scoreboard, the 8 seed, and representing the Big East League, the Rossville Bulldogs, under head coach Derek Dick. Their record 15-10, they have won four consecutive games coming in, and are 9-2 over their last 11. Ellie Sanders, a 5'8 junior, averaging 1 point and 1.4 rebounds a game. Maggie Sanders on the wing, a returning starter from a year ago, 5'4 senior, averaging north of 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. Crystal Miller, a 5'7 freshman, what a first season she's had at the varsity level, north of 9 points per game. And then the two stars for this Rossville team, let's start in the backcourt with Riley Dick, the 5'6 senior, averaging north of 20 points per game. She is a four-year starter, committed to the next level at Rockhurst, the all-time leader in career threes, also for a season, second on the career scoring list, third in career assists and steals, and is also number one at Rossville in career free throw percentage. Mile high with the accolades for 5'6 senior Riley Dick. And then also down low in the front court, you got Nora Burdick, a 5'11 junior forward, seventh on the career scoring list, 16 points away from 1,000 in her career this season coming into this matchup with Ellenwood, averaging north of 17 points and 11 rebounds in contest. So again, out of the Big East, the Rossville Bulldogs under head coach Derek Dick, the 8th seed in the class. It is Sanders, Dick, Sanders, Burdick, and Miller for the number 1 seed in the tournament and number 2 ranked Ellenwood. The Eagles are coached by Greg Maxwell. Their record is 25-1. The Central Prairie League champions have won 13 consecutative games coming into this matchup here in the quarterfinals. Reagan Widener is a 5'10 senior forward, about 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. Meta Maxwell, a 5'7 sophomore guard, set the single season school record for steals this season, 95 of those and counting coming into today. She's averaging north of 10 points a contest as well. You got Bryn Widener. She is a 5'10 sophomore, north of 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. Down low, 6'2 senior forward, could be a problem here today for Rossville. Julia Schlesinger, she is averaging 13.9 points, 7.6 rebounds a game. And Olivia Batchman is a 5'6 junior guard, averaging north of 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. So you got Reagan and Bryn Widener. You got Julia Schlesinger, And you also got Olivia Batchman and Meta Maxwell as well. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're queued up here on 96.9 The Pulse. Again, thank you so much for hanging with us here today. Girls Class 2A State Tournament Quarterfinal in Salina. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tabman with you, Ellenwood and Rossville. As Rossville, as we sit courtside here at the arena, and the all-black road uniforms, dogs across the front, dark gray numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in red. Ellenwood, the Eagles in the home whites, red numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in blue. Winner moves on to Emporia Thursday afternoon to take on the four-seed Eureka Tornadoes in the semifinals, and here we go, it's high school basketball here today on 96.9 The Pulse. Rossville, the opening possession from left to right here today. They get a dive-in, short corner shot opportunity missed by Burdick. Instead, they get the ball back out top here to Riley Dick. She dribbles on the left wing, now gets it back middle of the floor with Ellie Sanders. Extending out this defense right now, Ellenwood on the perimeter. Dick again, skipping left side to near side. Ellie Sanders, extra pass into the corner with Sanders. That one tipped away, and a steal at midcourt. Turnover, run-out opportunity here for Ellenwood. Stopping and popping on the right block. It is Bryn Widener for two, and the number one seed, number two-ranked Eagles out to a 2-0 lead about 45 seconds into the game. Here's Rossville into the front court, immediately picked up near the midcourt line. Long pass left corner. It's Riley Dick. She'll fire a three. It's nothing but net. Boy, big-time shot for Riley Dick. Hits it at north of 40% on the year. And a 3-2 Rossville advantage as we are 60 seconds gone by in this opening quarter. Good bounce back there for Riley Dick on that corner three. Here's Maxwell with it. Now a left-side pass. It is Batchman who tries. This one not there on a triple. And clearing it out is Riley Dick. And moving the momentum here, trying to add to a 3-2 lead. Here's another three from the right side. It's buried by the freshman, Bristol Miller. Back-to-back trays for Rossville, and they're out to a 6-2 lead here early. That's going to be an opportunity for Rossville to pull the upset here today. Trying to answer left wing, no. One-and-done possession there for the Eagles. Rebound cleared away by Rossville. Into the front court here, Bristol Miller. Near side pass, it goes into the corner. Here's another three, that one well short. Missed by Riley Dick, and the rebound secured by Reagan Widener for Ellenwood. 6-2 Rossville, about 2 minutes into the game. Quarterfinals here, girls' side. Two-way state tournament bracket here in Salina today. Here's a post-touch for Schlesinger, and she has it knocked away at the free-throw line, and Rossville comes away with a steal. Turnover forced there by Rossville. They're out to a 6-2 lead, 2-plus minutes into the game. Ellenwood, they got good size, good length. Here's Burdick on the drive. There's a bump. There's a foul. Free throws coming at 5:44 to go opening quarter. First foul against Ellenwood. That is Meta Maxwell, who is charged with that one down low. So our first free throws here of today's game. Nora Burdick here for Rossville. Hits it at 64% on the season, and the first one here off, no good. Rossville as a team hits it at 69%. And Nora coming into this state tournament averaging north of 17 points and 11 rebounds per game. Trying to get her first point here in this quarterfinal. She knocks down that second free throw, goes 1-for-2, and a 5-point Rossville lead at 5:40 to go here in this opening quarter. Ellenwood has it right side on the wing. This is Widener. That's Brand. Shot no in the lane, but a foul called. Going against the Dogs. Free throws coming here for the Eagles. Ellie Sanders will pick up the charge here. And the foul on her, which puts Bryn Widener at the line to shoot two. Widener, a sophomore forward. Best outside shooter for this Eagle squad this season, but her first free throw rims out. No good. Ellenwood shooting just 56% at the line as a team this season. As they bring on Ayla Ritchie, a sophomore forward. First minutes for her tonight. Again, good size and length in the front court for Ellenwood. Second free throw, no good. She goes 0-for-2. Here comes Rossville up by 5. 2.5 minutes into the game. Got a couple of threes by Dick and Miller. Left side it goes, Maggie Sanders now dribbling to the free throw line, near side, right side pass, Burdick a three, this one missing off the right rim, cleared away by Schlesinger for Ellenwood. Schlesinger receiving multiple KCAC offers, here's a three, quickly put up, well short, tipped out of bounds, and it's going back to Rossville, another one in possession there. Batchman tried the left wing three, very quick into the possession, and we're at this point deep into the state playoffs and postseason, but no shot clock to this point. Rossville, a good start here, 7-2 their advantage on number two ranked Ellenwood, 3 minutes into the game. Here's Riley Dick with it near midcourt, hands it off to Bristol Miller, the freshman. Big stage for a freshman here, late into the season. Here is Riley Dick on a baseline drive, throwing up a very wild shot. A lot of contact, no call, cleared away by Schlesinger. Little 3-on-2 break, left side kick, Widener a three, good, and one. Chance for the rare 4-point play. That's Bryn Widener, who's got a 5-spot here early. The foul going against Rossville's Riley Dick, her first team second. First sub in for Rossville, we'll see Sawyer Bunk, a 5'7 freshman guard. As coming out is Maggie Sanders. So here's Bryn Widener at the line, trying to cap a 4-point play, and she does so. And she's got all six for Ellenwood here in the first quarter. 7-6, Rossville leading by one at 4:37, clock moving first quarter. Here's Dick down the middle in the front court. Left side it goes to Sanders. Now on a cut, shot rejected at the rim. Good defense cleared away by the Eagles. Chance to take a lead here, Ellenwood. About to the halfway point of this opening quarter. 7-6, Rossville in front. Good movement of the basketball here. Richie on a drive, missing the shot up close, but getting it off on the backside. An offensive rebound and stick back for two is Meta Maxwell. And Ellenwood takes the lead, 8-7. Halfway point here in this opening quarter. Here is Riley Dick with it up top, the 5'6 senior. Gets it to Burdick on a curl, left side on the wing. Miller a three, this one high off the rim. Does it get the kind touch? It does not. Ultimately rattles out of there. And Schlesinger, her third rebound here in the early going for Ellenwood. Here's a baseline drive cut off Maxwell. Now curling into the lane, shot by Bryn Widener, got the kind touch, and she's off to a scorching start. She has 8 of the Ellenwood 10, and the Eagles out to a 10-7 lead with 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Rossville after back-to-back threes by Dick and Miller, a little bit quiet here over the last 2 or 3 minutes. Here is Burdick up top, thought about putting one up from deep, instead puts a head down, gets to the rack up on Schlesinger, and gets one up and in for two. Burdick, her first field goal. She's got 3 in the game. 10-9, Ellenwood by 1. 3:09 to go here in the first quarter. Right side of the floor, Ayla Ritchie, 5'10 sophomore. Now short corner with Ritchie. Back onto the right wing. Dribbling out near the head of the circle. That's Batchman. Moving the basketball along the perimeter here for Ellenwood. Trying to add to a 1-point lead. Schlesinger, turnaround shot. Missing off the right rim. Rebound, Nora Burdick and Rossville. Burdick right down the middle of the floor, darts one into the corner, left side with Miller. She'll drive baseline and through the traffic, got it up and in for two. 5 for the freshman, Bristol Miller, and Rossville retakes the lead 11-10 at 2.5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Ellenwood slowing the pace into the front court, the home white uniforms top to bottom, red numerals and lettering trimmed in blue. Here's a step back three by Maxwell, front rim no, rebound Rossville. Pretty decent look there by Maxwell. 11-10, Rossville by one. Dick, baseline drive, home. Schlesinger knocks it away out of bounds. Rossville will keep it. Rossville brings back in Maggie Sanders right here. Also checking in for Ellenwood. We'll see Eleanor Joyner, 5'4 sophomore. And Reagan Widener checking back into the game as well. 2:11 to go first quarter. Right now, close one here. 11-10, Rossville with the possession by one. They go to Bunk, right side in the corner. Ellenwood's got a lot of size, sitting in a 2-3 zone right now. Now going to work in the lane. Sanders, her pass taken away. Too much traffic there. Turnover by Rossville. Left side pass here. Joyner, who just checked in, fires a three. It's an air ball. Burdick, the rebound here for Rossville. Under 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 11-10. Dogs. Looking for a back door. Beautifully done, but missing the shot up close was Miller. And cleared away by Reagan Widener for Ellenwood. If you combine the girls' basketball team and the volleyball team for Ellenwood into this game today, it is a huge record at 72-1. Burdick on the defense, getting a stop inside and clearing away is Rossville. The 1-point lead at 120 to go. Here's Burdick all the way, tried to flip it up with English. That one just hit nothing but backboard. Reagan Widener, her third rebound for the Eagles. Bulldogs leading by one at 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Girls Class 2A state quarterfinal here in Salina today. Winner moves on to Emporia Thursday to take on Eureka in the semifinals, who defeated Oakley earlier today, 51-45. Right in the lane making a move was Ayla Ritchie, who has her first two tonight for Ellenwood, and they retake a lead at 12-11 at 49 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Riley Dick down the center of the floor. Ellenwood switching it up, going man-to-man here. Dick all the way, gets pushed from behind. Are they going to count the shot? No, they're going to stay on the floor. Foul going against the Eagles here on the drive by Riley Dick. And it's Ayla Ritchie who picks it up here. That is her first. And the second team foul against Ellenwood here in the first quarter. Ellie Sanders checking back in here for Rossville. And Meta Maxwell back in as well here for Ellenwood. 41 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. Burdick trying to fight through on the right baseline. Threw up a tough shot, missing front rim. And Maxwell, who just checked back in, the rebound for Ellenwood. Here's Ritchie going to work. Shot in the paint, no good, but a foul against Rossville. And so puts Ayla Ritchie at the line to shoot two for the Eagles. Rossville foul going against Burdick. That is her first. And team foul number three. 30 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. And the first free throw here by Ritchie off the rim, but falls through there. 3 points in the first quarter for Ayla Ritchie and a 13-11 Ellenwood lead. Ritchie averaging 3.9 points, 3.8 rebounds a game. Her second free throw, no, tipped out of bounds. It will be Rossville basketball. So a 1-for-2 trip there for Ayla Ritchie. And the Ellenwood lead is 13-11 with 29 seconds left here in the opening frame. Crystal Miller checking back in here for Rossville. And Avery Panning, a 5'8 freshman, seeing her first minutes in today's game for Ellenwood. Rossville again, south of 30 seconds and counting here in the first quarter, down two. Taking on number one seed and number two ranked Ellenwood. Right now it's Riley Dick, right by the midcourt line in front of it. Rossville moving left to right here on offense in the first half. Handoffs near midcourt between Burdick and Dick. 9 seconds to go here for Riley Dick. Doesn't use the screen, going left, had it knocked away on the left wing. There's a whistle, there's a foul with 3.5 seconds to go. Eagle fans did not approve. And they get the foul here on Joyner. That is her first in team foul number three, I believe. And that is the case. So Ellenwood, they still have a foul to give. 3.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They get it to Miller in the corner. Gets by the defender, lays it in for two at the buzzer to tie things up. What a first quarter for the freshman, Bristol Miller. 7 points to lead the Dogs, and we're tied up after one period of action. Girls Class 2A state quarterfinal here today in Salina. Ellenwood and Rossville deadlocked. It's 13 apiece. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on the Pulse. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Brandon Tabman, Megan Sturton with you at the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina, Kansas, side of this quarterfinal matchup here, Girls Class 2A State Tournament. And we played one quarter. The 8 seed Rossville Bulldogs and the number 1 seed Ellenwood Eagles deadlocked 13-13 as we start the second quarter here on the Pulse. Opening possession for Ellenwood. They get a touch up top. This is Reagan Widener going down low. Shot in the paint. No good. Good defense down low by Rossville and cleared away by Burdick. Her fourth rebound here in the first half. Burdick down the middle of the floor. Rossville looking to retake a lead here early in the second quarter. Here's Dick shoveling it into the corner. Now the freshman Miller driving, shooting, and missing, but a foul called and free throws coming for 5'7 freshman Bristol Miller. who led the Dogs with 7 first quarter points. Meta Maxwell picks up her second foul, first on the Eagles here in the second quarter. That'll bring up Panning back to the scores table. As Crystal Miller, her first free throw is off the mark, no good. We stay locked in 13-13 for the short time being. It's 7:33 to go in the first half. Crystal 65% at the line this season. She misses them both, but fighting through for an offensive rebound was Maggie Sanders. And then it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Burdick, and the Dogs turn it over. Boy, great hustle there by Maggie Sanders to secure an offensive rebound off the missed free throw. But ultimately, the Rossville attack there on the right baseline goes nowhere, out of bounds for a turnover. 13-13 tie here early second quarter. Ellenwood averaging 63 points per game this season. And a Rossville team coming in at right about 54 points per contest. But 13-13 our score early second. Here's Reagan Widener with it. Looking right, goes near side left. On that touch was Batchman. Batchman again, left side, now corner three, Panning, swish. The freshman, Avery Panning, hits it at 33% from behind the arc, and now quickly trying to answer was Bunk on a right side three. She saves it after her own miss, but threw it right to Ellenwood. 16-13, Eagles trying to add to it here. Early portion, second quarter. Here's a shot in the paint. Schlesinger couldn't get it to go, but an offensive rebound off the heel. Second chance missed by Widener, and then a foul, I believe, on Ellenwood here on a third opportunity inside. It will be Schlesinger who picks up the foul, her first. A 6'2 senior who has received multiple offers at the KCAC level. Been a little bit quiet. She does have 3 rebounds, picking up her first foul. About 90 seconds gone by second quarter. Rossville into the front court here with Riley Dick, trailing Ellenwood 16-13. Man-to-man defense right now for Ellenwood. Here is Burdick driving, right side wing pass to Dick. Gets it back to Burdick in the corner. Little ball fake, going to work. Attacks the rack, shot, muffling it up, and one for Rossville. What a play there by Nora Burdick. She's got 5 and a chance for one more. 16-15 Eagles. 6:18 to go, second quarter. That first foul going against Panning, her first. Chance to tie the game. Burdick at the line. It's pure. 6 points, 4 rebounds here in the first half for Nora Burdick. And we're tied up again. 16-16, about 2 minutes into period number 2. Right now, Ayla Ritchie with the basketball up top. Right side it goes to Bryn Widener. Now back up top to Panning here. Just knocked down a 3 a moment ago. They want a post touch. Schlesinger kicks it back out. Ritchie a 3, missing off the right rim. Long rebound corralled by Rossville, and then a foul on Ellenwood. And if that is Schlesinger, that'll be her second, and that is the case, and she'll have to come out. So Reese Stitney is checked into the game here. And Batchman back onto the floor as well here for Ellenwood. A 16-16 tie. Here's Riley Dick for Rossville into the front court. Might have got away with a push-off. Takes it all the way. Couldn't spin it up and in. Gets her own rebound off the miss. Still fighting. And high off the window. Boy, she got it up and in there. Riley Dick with 5 here in the first half for Rossville. They retake the lead 18-16. 2.5 minutes into the second quarter. Right now on the perimeter for Ellenwood, it is Bryn Widener. Now she gets on the block and spins away from the basket. Puts one up and in for 2. And 10 points here early for Bryn Widener. And it's 18-18, tied up again. About 3 minutes in, Dick right back up the floor. She is blocked heavily at the rim by Bryn Widener. Good defense there by the Eagles. And then it's knocked out of bounds far side. It'll stay with Ellenwood. Meta Maxwell checking back in here for the Eagles. And Sawyer Bunk back into the game here for Rossville. Ellie Sanders as well on the floor. Riley Dick, Nora Burdick, and Bristol Miller. The 5 on the floor here for Rossville. Rossville undefeated against 2A squads this year. They are 7-0. But Ellenwood, 25-1, number 2 ranked and number 1 seed here in the tournament. 3 minutes gone by, second quarter. We're tied at 18. Here's Reese Stickney who just checked in. Post touch for Ritchie. Shot rejected out of bounds. Good defense. Burdick underneath. So Ellenwood keeps the possession down low. Multiple ties, multiple lead changes here in this game early on. Right now, Brent Widener leading Ellenwood with 10, and the freshman Bristol Miller leading Rossville with 7 here in the first half. They do a handoff play to Maxwell up top. She got a good look for 3, just couldn't get it to go, and a rebound for Rossville underneath. Erdick trying to find someone to get it off to. Ellie Sanders coming to get it. Now Dick at midcourt. Lobs a pass to the right wing. That's Funk. Now back up top to Burdick. A little more left side on the wing. Dribbles back near side. Curls to the elbow. Right side pass on the wing. Rossville trying to break an 18-18 tie. And on the dribble was Sawyer Bunk on the right wing. And she's called for a travel. Right back into the game. Reagan Widener. 5'10 senior for Ellenwood. The reigning 2A volleyball player of the year. Committed to play volleyball at the next level at Fort Hays State. Just talking about the athleticism for this Ellenwood team at 25-1. Goes down the board. And now we get a legal screen away from the ball called against the Eagles. It's against Reagan Widener. That is her first foul. That is team foul number 4, which puts Rossville into the bonus, the final 4:14 of this second quarter. Another late sub in. Batchman checking back in here for Ellenwood. And taking the spot of Bryn Widener. So Rossville and Ellenwood tied up again. 18-18 our score. 4:10 and counting first half. Here is Riley Dick into the front court from left to right. Looking in the paint. Steps back. She'll fire a deep 3. This one off the front rim. And a good rebound there secured by Widener. That's Reagan for Ellenwood. Tied up at 18 at the halfway point here in the second quarter. Right side pass it goes. Joyner thought about it. Instead, Reagan Widener up top. Hands it off to Maxwell. Left side it goes on the wing. Up top working was Batchman. Now they set the down screen. Reagan Widener straight away puts one dribble up close to the free throw line. Looking for a backdoor pass but tipped into the hands. Ellenwood keeping. Here's Joyner left wing. Lengthy possession here. No shot clock at the state tournament this season. And a Maxwell going to work. Now diving in from straight away. Widener missing a shot. That was Reagan fighting for the rebound. Pinballs out of bounds. Last touch by Nora Burdick underneath. And it'll stay on this end of the floor with Ellenwood. It's been roughly a 40-second possession here plus for the Eagles. Tied up with Rossville, 18-18, 3:20 to go until the halftime break. Either team has utilized the timeout. They get one in up close. Good look, but missing was Ritchie, and a second chance 3 on the way, misfired by Maxwell, and finally cleared away off the miss by Burdick and Rossville. Here's Riley Dick diving in from the right wing, puts a shoulder down, little bit of contact and a blocking foul against Ellenwood. That'll put Riley Dick at the free throw line as it's team foul number 5 against the Eagles. Second foul on Reagan Widener. So here's Riley Dick, 80% foul shooter this season. Her first one here at the state tournament is down after a couple of rattles around the rim that fell through there. She's got 6. She is first on the Rossville all-time list for career free throw percentage. That one she knocked down there gave Rossville a 19-18 lead at 3:05 to go here in the second quarter. Riley's got 6 points, trying to add. She goes 2 for 2. 7 points here in the first half for Riley Dick. And it's 20-18, Rossville. 3 minutes to go until the halftime break. From right to left, Ellenwood on the attack. Right side it goes to Batchman in the corner. Now working up top, Reagan Widener. Batchman again. Now curling in the lane, Meta Maxwell. One-hander off the window. No, it rattled out. Pretty decent look, but here comes Riley Dick for Rossville. Long pass, Bristol Miller in the corner. She'll attack. Shot no from the left baseline. Now Ellenwood off the miss. It's Meta Maxwell. She'll slow down the tempo into the front court with 2.5 minutes to go. 20-18 Rossville. Right side pass here. It's Bryn Widener in the corner. Up top Reagan. Now a post touch here. Kicks back out to the left corner. Maxwell. To Schlesinger, who gets one up and in for 2. Julia Schlesinger gets her first 2 tonight to tie the game at 20 apiece, and we get a timeout on the floor. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 2:18 to go, first half. Rossville and Ellenwood tied up at 20 apiece. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tabman with you. Girls Class 2A State Basketball Tournament quarterfinal here in Salina. Ellenwood, the top seed, number two ranked, and the 8-seed Rossville Bulldogs out of this timeout, tied up at 20 apiece as we're just coming up on the final 2 minutes of this second quarter. Rossville out of the TO going to work. Here's Burdick knifing through, shot, no, and off the miss, rebound Ellenwood. Pretty good look there, an attack by Burdick, but coming up empty. So Ellenwood now, south at 2 minutes to go in the half, trying to break this 20-all tie. They set it up shop here. Reagan Widener, now left side on the wing, wide open on the block. Meta Maxwell, good set, and she puts it up and in for two. Meta Maxwell diving in from the right corner to the left block, and she was wide open, and now Miller missing a right side three, and a foul on the rebound attempts going against Maggie Sanders. She wanted a tie up underneath. Instead, she'll be called for the reach-in foul. It's only the first foul against Rossville here in the second quarter. First one on Sanders. So we're down to the final 90 seconds of this first half. Ellenwood leading Rossville 22-20. It has been back and forth multiple times, multiple lead changes throughout. Here's Reagan Widener with it. Left side of the floor, it goes Batchman. Now they set it up. Three ball, Bryn Widener, swish. 13 in the first half for Bryn Widener. Best three-point shooter on this Ellenwood team, showing it off right there. 25-20, Eagles their largest lead here in the first half. Here's a skip to Bunk, left side on the wing. Now Dick driving, and she's out of bounds on the sideline for a Rossville turnover. A little momentum picking up on the side of Ellenwood. They lead it by five and get the ball back after Rossville's sixth turnover here in the first half. Bryn Widener with 13 points and two threes to lead Ellenwood. And into the front court here, Batchman on the dribble right wing. Now again, Widener, the heat check, and it's hot. She hit it again from the same spot just a moment ago. Timeout, Rossville. Three threes and now 16 points here in the first half for sophomore Bryn Widener. And Ellenwood's lead is their largest of the game at 28-20 at 50.2 seconds remaining in this opening half. Again, our coverage here on the Pulse. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got another game coming up after this one here on the Pulse. It'll be on the 3A side with boys basketball and a first-round matchup here in Salina with Silver Lake taking on Holcomb. That'll be the 4-5 matchup in that bracket. Wade Gerstner and crew on the call there here on the Pulse, also available on the Silver Lake channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Go to mscsports.net, listen live tab. You can find the Pulse or the Silver Lake channel as well. So out of the timeout, Ellenwood, a late push here in this latter portion of the second quarter. Burdick going to work, gets a shot up, no, fight for her own rebound. Another great look inside by Burdick, couldn't convert. Widener, that's Bryn Widener pulling down the rebound, and now Ellenwood leading by eight, final 30 seconds with the possession here in the second quarter. Backing up, Meta Maxwell, why not a three? And she missed it off the front rim, but a foul going against Rossville on the rebound attempt. Man, this one they get Burdick. Just trying to box out down low with a little swim move, and that a little too much, according to the official. So Burdick picking up her second foul. She'll come off the floor, final 23 seconds of the half. Ellenwood trying to add to an 8-point lead, wide open, nobody home, and an easy layup for Reagan Widener. And then a steal by Ellenwood and a quick foul on Rossville on the entry pass. Or no, I beg your pardon, it's going against Ellenwood. So Meta Maxwell tried to go for a steal, but picked up her third foul. And Rossville, fortunate here, they're going to get free throws. At 18.6 seconds to go in the half, trailing now by 10. So it'll be Maggie Sanders to shoot the two here. Has not scored in this first half. 72% at the line this season, over 4 points and four rebounds a game, but her first freebie here off the 10, and no good. Eleanor Joyner checking back in here for the Eagles. She'll take the spot of Meta Maxwell, who just picked up her third foul. Ellie Sanders about to check in as well here for Rossville. Dire portions of the second quarter. Ellenwood on a run here. Their lead is 10 on Rossville. Sanders has one more free throw. That one is good. First point in this quarterfinal game for Maggie Sanders. So Sanders comes out after making the free throw. And Ellie Sanders checking in for her. It is a 9-point Ellenwood lead at 12 seconds to go here in the half. Let's see what they dial up. Here's Batchman. Back door, wide open. Shot missing up close. Joyner, second chance by Joyner off the deflection with 2 seconds to go. Will Riley dig it up? A 3-force court shot. She will. It's well short. That takes us to the halftime break. A strong end for number 2 ranked and number 1 seed Ellenwood. They lead Rossville here at the halftime break. Our score is 32-21. So we'll get you some first half numbers right after this. Again, girls class 2A state tournament here in Salina. Quarterfinal matchup, number 1 seed and number 2 ranked Ellenwood leading the 8 seed Rossville Bulldogs 32-21. We'll have more after a halftime break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the Pulse, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our studio producer today is Megan Sturton. I'm Brandon Tedman, courtside here in Salina, Tony's Pizza Event Center, Girls Class 2A State Basketball Tournament Quarterfinal featuring the 8-seed Rossville Bulldogs and the number 1 seed in the field and number 2 ranked Ellenwood. And what a spurt by Ellenwood to end that first half, a game that was just constantly back and forth and multiple ties, multiple lead changes, but a huge run for Ellenwood to close out that first half. Number 1 seed in the field leading Rossville 32-21 here at the halftime break. Let's go through some of the numbers here in the first half. We'll start with Rossville. They got 7 points apiece from Riley Dick and also Bristol Miller. They got 6 points from Nora Burdick, and then they got 1 point as well off a free throw from Maggie Sanders. How about Bryn Widener? She is leading the charge on multiple fronts for Ellenwood. She hit three threes, had 16 in the first half. Outside of that, pretty balanced. Avery Panning and Ayla Ritchie, 3 points apiece. 4 points for Meta Maxwell, 2 points for Reagan Widener, and also 2 points for Julia Schlesinger. So again, you look at some of the total numbers, rebounding 21-19 in favor of Ellenwood. 8 assists for Ellenwood on 13 made baskets. Again, not so much Rossville in that category. Rossville just 2 assists on 7 made shots in the first half. Rossville 7 of 24 shooting, just 29%. They were 2 of 8 from 3 and 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Total field goal percentage for Ellenwood, they hit 13 of 33 shots, 39.4%. They were 4 of 12 from behind the arc for 33%. Ellenwood as well, 2 of 5 at the line, that is 40%. We were tied up 13-13 after one, but a 19-8 second quarter advantage by the top seed and number 2 ranked Ellenwood. They lead Rossville here at the halftime break, 32-21. We'll continue after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs! Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, our girls' Class 2A quarterfinal here in Salina at the halftime break. Top seed, number 2 ranked Ellenwood, leading the 8 seed Rossville Bulldogs 32-21. Getting you caught up on this girls' Class 2A state tournament bracket. One game already in the books. That was the 4-5 matchup. Number 4 seed and number 1 ranked Eureka, holding off 5 seed and number 8 ranked Oakley in the first game today. That final score 51-45. So Eureka moves on to Emporia and awaits the winner of this matchup with Ellenwood and Rossville. That semifinal game in Emporia will be at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Coming up later today here in Salina, 6 o'clock, it'll be Mound Ridge, the 2 seed, taking on 7 seed Valley Heights. That'll be on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. And then the lone matchup in this bracket, not in Salina today, the 3-6, that's St. Mary's Colgan and Sacred Heart. Those two playing at Kansas City, Kansas Community College at 4 o'clock here this afternoon. So again, our score here at the halftime break, it is Ellenwood 32 and Rossville 21. Final 2-minute timeout. We'll get you set for the second half right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls. Proven genetics and ready to work for you.
When you need surgery, you want expert care close to home. At Community Healthcare System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high quality. Quality care close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're queued up here on 96.9 The Pulsar. Studio producer Megan Sturton, Brandon Tabman with you courtside here in Salina. Girls Class 2A State Tournament Bracket quarterfinals here as we get set to start the second half. Top seed and number 2 ranked Ellenwood leading 8 seed Rossville 32-21 as we get set to start the third quarter. In Ellenwood, they shot 39% from the floor in the first half, 13 of 33 shots going in. They were 4 of 12 from behind the arc and 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Rossville, they were just 7 of 24 shooting in the first half, 29.2%. They were 2 of 8 of 3, or from 3, I should say, at 25%. And Rossville, 5 of 9 at the free throw line, good for 55.6%. 21-19, the rebound number in favor of Ellenwood. And right now, if you're Rossville, you got to find a handle on Bryn Widener, the 5'10 sophomore leading the charge. 16 points in the first half. She added 4 rebounds as well, and she was 6 of 8 shooting, including 3 of 4 from downtown. And Megan Sturton, Brandon Tabman with you, locked in, ready to go. Second half action here on the Pulse. We'll have another game right after this. Here on the Pulse on the boys' side in 3A with Silver Lake and Holcomb. Right now, Rossville looking for a comeback here, undefeated against 2A teams this year. But that's record in danger unless the comeback comes to fruition in the second half here in Salina today. Rossville will have the opening possession in the third quarter. We switch sides. Rossville and the Road Blacks going from right to left. Here we go. Ellenwood 32, Rossville 21, and right out the gate, Rossville turning it over for a fifth time here in the game. Right up the floor, shot off the window, good. It's Bryn Widener once again. My key of stopping her did not come out hot as she gets a steal and a bucket. 18 for Bryn Widener. And 34-21, now the Ellenwood lead. Boy, this next 3 or 4 minutes is going to be huge to see if Rossville has a chance. Here's Riley Dick from downtown. Decent look from the right wing. Cleared away by Reagan Widener for Ellenwood. Trying to add to it. They go left to right here in the third quarter. Straight away up top. Wide open three. Meta Maxwell was halfway down and out. And a rebound attempt by Schlesinger. She had it. Fans wanted a foul on a putback attempt. They don't get it. Rossville trying to get up the floor. And it's knocked out of bounds here on the near side as Rossville will keep it. So a little physical here to start the third quarter, but Rossville going to have to rally down 34-21, 7-10 to go in this third quarter. Here's Dick launching a pass to Sanders in the left corner. Now Burdick, a post touch through the trees. That one is no good. A rebound for Ellenwood. Allen Wood trying to add to a Baker's toss in here. 34-21, a minute into the third quarter. Right now on the dribble, Reagan Widener with it. Now at the elbow, it's Meta Maxwell. Pass to the near side wing. It is Bryn Widener who's been the story. 18 points to lead the charge both ways. Schlesinger down low, turning left, missing a good look on the block. Rossville needed that. They cleared the miss. Into the front court, Riley Dick. Pass left wing it goes. Ellie Sanders now into the corner. Long skip pass to the right wing. Not enough on it for Dick. And that one taken away by Ellenwood. Six turnovers now here for Rossville in tonight's game. Right side it goes. Bryn Widener in the hot hand. Dumps it into the right corner with Batchman. Now back on the wing right, Reagan Widener. Hands it off to Bryn up top. Goes left with it. Meta Maxwell. Perimeter passing here for Ellenwood. 2 minutes into the third quarter. In the paint. Short corner right. Schlesinger navigating underneath. Beautiful touch. A reverse layup in for two. And a timeout for Rossville. And a little bit of trouble are the Dogs. 36-21 Ellenwood. 5:55 to go, third quarter. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Once again, you're dialed in on the Pulse, and you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tabman, part of the broadcast team here today. Excited to bring our weekly coverage here of the high school basketball state championship tournaments. Again, we are just getting started with quarterfinals here today. We'll have more quarterfinals tomorrow. And then, of course, TBD kind of the rest of the week. We'll see how the matchups shake out across multiple classifications. But, of course, semifinals Thursday and Friday with potential state championship games coming up on Saturday. But for Rossville, again, they were within, or right there, I should say, early on into the second quarter. But really since about the four-minute mark of the second quarter to where we are now, it has been all Eagles. Out of the timeout, Ellenwood leading it 36-21. And now Rossville nearly throwing it away here on the top of the key, and it's going to be a jump ball, that possession lost by Maggie Sanders, and it will be a turnover on the alternating possession arrow. So Rossville, they were good with only four turnovers in the first half, but they already got three here in the early going in the third quarter, and they're down their largest deficit at 36-21. Rossville ramping up the defense. Schlesinger gets a post touch, high post touch at the right elbow. Now around the arc, Bryn Widener has it left wing. Going to get it, Batchman on the dribble on the perimeter. You got two covering the high post. There's a dive, there's a kick into the right corner. Schlesinger now gets a post touch, kicks it back to the wing with Panning. Her three just grazed the rim short from the right wing. And here comes Rossville down 15. Here's Dick, left side, going baseline, shot no, but a foul. Hard drive by Riley Dick, and she'll shoot free throws. Foul going against Avery Panning. That is her second. And the first team foul on either side here in the third quarter. 5:02 to go in the frame. And that puts Riley Dick at the line to shoot two. She had 7 points in the first half. She knocks in the first free throw here. She has 8 in the game, 3 for 3 at the line. And makes the score 36-22. Couple subs in here for Ellenwood. Meta Maxwell back into the game. And the second free throw is good for Riley Dick. It is 36-23, Ellenwood. 3 minutes into the third quarter. Now Rossville ramping up the defense just a touch here. Meta Maxwell has the dribble near side. Now diving in from the top of the key. Kicks it left corner. Joiner a three. High off the front rim. Hit the rim twice. Second chance up and in. Crash in the glass with Ayla Ritchie. And she's got 5. 38-23 Ellenwood. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Well, for the size that Ellenwood provides in the low post, Rossville has done a pretty good job today with the rebounding, but not on that case. And on cue, desperately needing it, was a three, and that is Riley Dick from the right wing. She's got 12. 38-26, it's down to 12 at 4:10 to go in the third quarter. And now we get a full timeout called by Greg Maxwell, head coach for Ellenwood. And we're working into the front court here. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Ellenwood 38, Rossville 26. Girls Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinal here in Salina today. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're queued up here on 96.9 The Pulse. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tedman with you here in Salina. Out of that timeout by Ellenwood, Eagles leading Rossville 38-26. About to the halfway point here of the third quarter. They go right down low to the 6'2 Schlesinger, but she missed a shot up close, and she's fighting for her own rebound, and I think there's a little much there. That's going to be a foul on Julia Schlesinger, fighting for her own miss. That'll quickly be her third foul. And right back into the game, Reagan Widener. So a stop there out of the timeout for the Rossville defense. They're down 12 at 38-26 at 4:03 to go in this third period. We were tied up at 13-13 after one, a 19-8 Ellenwood advantage in the second. It was 32-21 at the half. Right now, 38-26 Ellenwood, nearly forcing a turnover. But here's Dick, deep on the right wing for three, and she knocks another one down from deep. Riley Dick, the 5'6 senior, one of the best to ever do it at Rossville, makes it 38-29. Back up the floor at the free throw line. It's Joyner. Had it knocked away. Burdick comes away with a steal for Rossville. Burdick coast to coast, diving in, and a shot blocked at the rim, but a foul called against Ayla Ritchie. Ritchie will pick up her second. Free throw's coming for Nora Burdick. Rossville within nine at 38-29 at 3:31 to go here in the third quarter. It's the third foul against the Eagles here in the third quarter. Burdick's first free throw, no good, rattled out. So she's now 2-for-4 at the line in this game. She's got 6 points. Career leader in rebounds for Rossville girls basketball. Seventh on the all-time scoring list. She's currently sitting at 990 career points and make it 991 as she knocks in that second free throw. So 7 points in the game for Nora Burdick, and Rossville within eight. Ellenwood 38, Rossville 30. 3:21 to go, third quarter. Ellenwood navigating this tight half-court pressure here for the Dogs. Now curling in the lane, Reagan Widener spinning through two, but she's called for a travel and a turnover by Ellenwood. So Ellenwood scrambling a little bit here in the last couple of minutes as Rossville is chipped away. 38-30 Eagles, 3:10 and counting, third quarter, as Riley Dick down the middle of the floor, waist-high dribbles with the right hand, looks over to the near sideline, gets the call, and let's see what Rossville dials up here. It's a high screen on the left wing. It's up top to Bristol Miller. Now Burdick, left baseline drive, cut off, pass is deflected and taken away by the Eagles, turnover by Rossville. Ellenwood settles in. And a travel again, back-to-back possessions, a turnover on Meta Maxwell. Ellenwood only had 4 turnovers in the first half. They have back-to-back travel calls here. We're down to 2:47 left in this third quarter. 8-point Ellenwood lead at 38-30. Rossville, though, trying to chip away a little bit closer. Near midcourt, right side of the floor. It's Bristol Miller. It's to Riley Dick on the right wing, looking for Burdick down low, knocked away out of bounds. Good defense underneath by Ayla Ritchie, so the Dogs keep him at 2:32 to go in the quarter, trailing by 8. It will be Ellie Sanders to throw it in for Rossville down low, right side of her own backboard. Dumps it straight away up top, not much behind the pass, and it's a steal by Ellenwood. Fans wanted a push off there, no call against Riley Dick. Here's a three on the way. It is pure. Olivia Batchman gets her first points tonight, 21% downtown shooter, and a big shot for her with her backup 11. 41-30 with 2:10 to go in the third. Here's Dick all the way from downtown center, and she lays it in. 17 for Riley Dick, back to 9, 41-32. There's a shot up close, no good. Burdick the rebound for Rossville. Quick one and done there for the Eagles. Under 2 minutes to go now here in the third quarter. Riley Dick going to work, shot no good, but a foul called. Ayla Ritchie not pleased with the official's decision on that one, but yet the call going against Olivia Batchman, which is going to put Riley Dick at the line. We want to talk about someone who does not want her career at Rossville to end here today. She's got 17 points, 10 here in the third quarter. Make it 11 as she knocks in the first free throw attempt here and has 18. 41-33 Ellenwood, 1:52 to go third quarter. Maggie Sanders back into the game here for Rossville. And the second is good. Riley Dick is 6-for-6 at the line in this quarterfinal matchup. And as close as Rossville has been in some time, 41-34, it's within 7. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Little one-on-one move down low. Bryn Widener kicks it back right wing. Meta Maxwell the touch, backed out, head of the circle. Picks up the dribble, right side wing pass it goes. Bryn Widener, now post touch. Reese Stickney hasn't played much, and she lost it and turns it over inside with a travel call. The turnovers piling up here in the third quarter. Schlesinger has to come back in. The 6'2 senior does have 3 fouls, but after Reese Stickney traveled with it, she is quickly off the floor. Under 90 seconds to go here in the third period. Rossville trailing by 7. Burdick, all right, 3. It was on target, but short. Tipped into the hands of Bryn Widener. Pretty good look for Burdick, just couldn't knock it down. Here come the Eagles into the front court from left to right. Right side it goes, Ayla Ritchie. Schlesinger on a post touch, kicks it back up top. Maxwell a 3, spins it in there. First triple for Meta Maxwell, 32% downtown shooter. She has 7 in the game, and the lead for Ellenwood back to 10 at 44-34. Dick trying to answer. She just walks it into the front court, drills a straightaway 3. 22 points for Dick. It's 44-37 Ellenwood. And right back up the floor off the window with pace. Meta Maxwell has back-to-back bucket. She now has 9. 46-37. Good pace here in these last couple minutes. As Dick driving in, lost it out of bounds. And that's going to be a Rossville turnover. 33 seconds remaining in the third. Eleanor Joyner back in here for Ellenwood. And she will take the spot of Batchman. Final 33 seconds of the third period. 46-37, Ellenwood plus 9. Rossville down 11 at the halftime breakdown. 9 late here in the third. Running into the front court, losing it out of bounds. That's going to be another Ellenwood turnover. Meta Maxwell just losing the handle on the drive. Eagles thought it was maybe last deflected off a Rossville player, but that is not the call by the officials. So a big stop there for Rossville, down 9. They got 23 seconds left here in the third quarter. Let's see what they do. Got to get it into the hands of Riley Dick. He's got 22 points tonight, including 15 alone here in the third quarter. She has it near side in front of the midcourt line on the dribble. Burdick setting a screen. It was well defended off the screen by Joyner. Down to 8 seconds. Burdick, fadeaway, right side jumper, no. Short, rebound Maggie Sanders. And then she's rejected out of bounds underneath with 2.5 seconds remaining. So catch, maybe one or two dribbles most and shot here for Rossville. Quick sub in for Ellenwood, trying to get Reagan Widener to the scores table. They don't do it. Burdick gets a look inside. She puts it in as a buzzer. Nora Burdick with 9 in the game. And just like that, we got a 7-point game going into the fourth quarter. Ellenwood 46, Rossville 39. Fourth quarter action coming up. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JVN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Girls Class 2A State Tournament Quarterfinal here in Salina. Number one seed and number two ranked Ellenwood leading the eighth seed Rossville Bulldogs 46-39 as we go to the fourth and final quarter here on the Pulse. Again, thank you so much. Our coverage just off and running here today and all week long through potentially Championship Saturday. So the eight seed Dogs of Rossville trying to spring the upset here in the opening round. They're down seven as they have the opening possession here in the fourth and final quarter. Burdick on the block, shot rejected out of bounds. Good defense. Rossville coach Derek Dick wanted a foul. They did not get it there. Rossville with the possession, 10 seconds into the fourth and final quarter, down seven. Close as they have been since the middle portions of the second quarter. Riley Dick navigating down the right baseline. She gets to the rim and draws the foul, putting this team on her back. The Ellenwood foul against Reagan Widener. That is her third. So Riley Dick, 22 points in this game. And make it 23. She is pure at the line. It is 46-40. Ellenwood's lead down to six, and now it's down to five. 24 for Riley Dick. She's a perfect 8-for-8 at the line in this quarterfinal game. And it's a 5-point game in the blink of an eye. Ellenwood working into the front court with Meta Maxwell, and she steps on the line. Riley Dick's defense on the perimeter, forcing another Eagles turnover. Momentum on the side of the 8 seed Dogs, representing the Big East here in this state tournament. Here is Riley Dick, 24 points to lead all scores. Burdick on the left wing, back up top, it's Bristol Miller. She'll dive in straight away, tough shot, hits the rim twice, short, falls off, and Ellenwood clears it away with Ayla Ritchie. Big stop for Ellenwood, they lead it by 5. 45 seconds into the fourth quarter. Touch pass to Reagan Widener, gets in the lane, lefty shot was short, tipped out to the left wing, and finally correcting it is Bristol Miller. Long pass up the floor, Riley Dick, layup good. 26 for Riley Dick, and Ellenwood's lead is trimmed to 3. 46-43, a minute plus gone by in this fourth quarter. Eureka awaits the winner in the semifinals Thursday in Emporia. Ellenwood has it up top. Bryn Widener. Left side it goes. Eleanor Joyner not using the dribble. Off the screen. Reagan Widener goes right side. Now into the corner. Baseline drive. It's Ayla Ritchie. Long pass. Joyner gets by the defender. Shot. No on the left block. Fighting for the rebound. Could be a jump ball. No. They're going to call a foul. Thought it could have been a tie-up. Instead, the foul on Riley Dick. That's her second. First foul on Rossville here in the fourth quarter. 6:29 to go. The Ellenwood lead is 3. Olivia Batchman is checked back into the game here for Ellenwood. Rossville trailing by double digits, really for a good chunk of this game, but we got ourselves one now. But that is a great move and drive and scoop shot. Olivia Batchman, who just checked in, scores it for 2. Ellenwood, and their lead is 48-43 now. At about 2 minutes in, Riley Dick straight away. Boy, it was a good look, but long on a triple. And the Eagles grab the rebound. Pushing with good pace. Meta Maxwell stopping up top. Right side pass, it goes to Batchman. Now right side of the floor with Ritchie. They reverse the basketball left side. Little bit of a drive there by Batchman. Now on the right wing, Meta Maxwell for 3. Just grazed the rim short, but an offensive rebound and a foul underneath. Free throws coming for Ellenwood. Good hustle down low by Bryn Widener. And the foul's on Bristol Miller. That is her first for Rossville. Team foul number 2. Bryn Widener will shoot 2 here. First free throw short. 18 points for Bryn Widener. She had 16 at halftime, just 2 in the third quarter, but that leads the Eagles in this game. 48-43. Eagles by 5. 5:51 to go in the game. Second on the way, and that one's good. Bryn Widener, 2 for 5 at the line in this quarterfinal matchup. And the lead for Ellenwood, 49-43, 5:43 left in this one. Here's Crystal Miller for Rossville, working around the arc from right to left. Dives in, tough shot, no good. Rebound Ellenwood. And the Eagles slowing the pace here a touch with 5.5 minutes to go, leading the Dogs by 6. In between the rings out high, Maxwell. And hands it off up top here to Batchman. Now right side of the floor on the wing, right back to Maxwell. Left side of the floor, it's Batchman. Coming off the down screen, Bryn Widener attacks the rack. Left block, shot, no. Fighting for the rebound, tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Burdick. It'll be Ellenwood basketball. Maggie Sanders checking back in here for Rossville. Taking the spot of freshman Bristol Miller. 5:10 to go in this one. Ellenwood 49, Rossville 43. And a Maxwell to throw it in. Broke the single season steals record this year for Ellenwood. Gets it on the right wing. Curls into the lane. Pull up jumper. No, it rims out. Tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Ellenwood. Rossville getting a stop here. 3 minutes in. 5 to go in the fourth quarter. Girls Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinal here in Salina. Rossville trailing Ellenwood 49-43. As Riley Dick angles left with the casual dribble waist tie. Goes back center of the floor. Goes right of the Burdick screen. Steps back into the corner. Now dumps it to the high post. Burdick bouncing one left side. Dribbling into the lane. Kicking out. Sanders. Dick a three. Halfway down and out. Another great look, but couldn't convert. Ellenwood clears it away with Meta Maxwell. 4.5 minutes to go. Ellenwood's lead is 49-43. On the dribble and the attack, Ayla Ritchie, high off the window, no. Schlesinger missing a bunny on the offensive rebound. And Burdick clears it away. And out of bounds here near side, we'll get a sub. Rossville, another stop. Trying to get within a little bit closer than 6. As they're down 49-43 at 4:16 to go. Coming down the nitty-gritty here. Winner moves on. Eureka awaits in the semifinals Thursday afternoon. Here's Riley Dick stepping back. Tough shot from 19. And a timeout, Rossville. Riley Dick has 28 points in this state quarterfinal game. 49-45. Ellenwood by 4. 4:05 to go in the game. It's a full. We'll follow suit. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tabman with you. Girls Class 2A State Quarterfinal here in Salina. The number one seed, number two ranked Ellenwood, clinging to a 49-45 lead on the eighth seed out of the Big East, the Rossville Bulldogs. Out of the timeout, officially at the halfway point here in the fourth and final quarter. Ellenwood by 4 with the possession in the front court from left to right. Have it between the rings out high. This is Batchman. Hands it off to Meta Maxwell, curling to the left corner, stopping on the wing. Straight away, Ritchie had a look, didn't take it. Now Schlesinger, a post touch, quickly doubled, kicks it left corner. Widener a 3, this one off the front rim, fighting for the rebound. Offensively, it's Ayla Ritchie who nabs it down off the miss, but I think they get a foul on Ellenwood. Oh, correction, Beg your pardon, it is on Rossville. So free throws coming here for Ellenwood at 3:35 to go in the game, leading by four. This will be Richie at the line. First free throw, no good. She's one for three at the line in the game and has 5 points. Base 49-45 Ellenwood, 3:35 to go in the game. Seconds. No, she missed them both, but fighting for the rebound, and it's Bryn Widener who keeps the possession alive after an 0-for-2 trip at the line. Dick nearly got a steal near midcourt. Ellenwood on the possession, 3:23 and counting. Left in this one, their lead over Rossville, 49-45. No shot clock at this point here in the state tournament. So that favors Ellenwood with a slender lead here late. A lot of perimeter passing. Bryn Widener on the right wing. Schlesinger, turnaround fader. Good look. No. Fighting for the rebound on the backside. Riley Dick gathering, and a foul against the Eagles. Riley Dick trying to will her team to an upset win here today as Ellenwood picks up the foul. Olivia Batchman, that is going to be her second and the second team foul against the Eagles here in the fourth quarter. 3 minutes to go. Riley Dick into the front court. Rossville down four. Here's Burdick in the lane. Miller up top. Right side, it's Bunk into the corner. Now it goes. It's Maggie Sanders. Now Burdick up top. Thought about a three. Said no thank you to that time. Burdick still has it. Gets it off to Riley Dick. 2:40 and counting. Left in this one. Crowd's getting a little antsy on both sides of the floor. Crystal Miller. She'll attack. She'll miss. And a rebound for Ellenwood. Ellenwood having to fight through this full court press now. They lead Rossville by four with 2:25 and counting. Right side three on the way. Bryn Widener couldn't get it to go. Schlesinger, an offensive rebound. Her pass goes all the way out near midcourt. Ball is still in. It is still on the deck and finally picked up by the Eagles at midcourt. And a foul called on Riley Dick. It was scramble mode for about 10 seconds to get that ball. And Riley Dick has picked up her fourth foul with 2:13 to go. And a timeout called here by Ellenwood. It is a 30, so we'll keep it locked here on the Pulse. Girls Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinal. Number one seed and number two ranked Ellenwood, 49. 8 seed Rossville, 45. We're coming down the home stretch, no doubt. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You can appreciate Megan Sturton. I'm Braden Tabin here on the Pulse. So again, Rossville trying to pull the upset. They're down four, 49-45. Senior Riley Dick doing everything she can to keep her season moving. She has 28 points here in this game. Ellenwood on the other side, they have 19 from Bryn Widener, 9 points from Meta Maxwell. Those are the top two for the Eagles right now in the scoring department. Rossville again, the heavy lead for Riley Dick, who's got 28 to lead all scores. But Ellenwood into the front court with the ball. Schlesinger gets a post touch, turnaround fader, no. Great defense by Burdick, and she secures the rebound. 2:05 to go, Rossville down 49-45. They have the possession in the front court. Here's Burdick in the right corner, a three on the way. No, it's long, and Ellenwood saves it from going out of bounds. Under 2 minutes left, out of it, a massive three. Rossville going man-to-man, down four. We're at 1:45 to go in the game. No shot clock favoring Ellenwood in this scenario. And there's a reach-in foul on the perimeter. They'll get Maggie Sanders. That'll be her second. And team foul number five. So Ellenwood in the bonus, the final 1:40. And this will put Ayla Ritchie at the line, who is 1-for-4 at the line in this game. She has 5 points. That one is no good. Now 1-for-5 at the line for the 5'10 sophomore. It stays 49-45 Ellenwood. A minute 40 to go. Second, she missed them both. And again, Ellenwood snags the offensive rebound and will slow it down with about 90 seconds to go. That has happened twice here in the fourth quarter, where Ellenwood has missed 2 free throws and have gotten the offensive rebound. And Maggie Sanders picks up the foul here, her third. And right back to the line is Ayla Ritchie, who has missed 5 consecutive free throws. Trying to redeem herself, and she does with the first. 36 points for Ayla Ritchie, 50-45 Ellenwood. And the second on the way, this one rims out. No, she made one of two. Verdict, the rebound for Rossville. Rossville with under 90 seconds to go. They're down five. Here's Riley Dick attacking the rack. Shot good, but they're going to wave it off. They're going to stay on the floor. Head coach Derek Dick wanted it and one. The official says it's on the floor. Team foul number three against the Eagles. And that foul going against Olivia Batchman, her third. So again, the Eagles with 1:22 to go still have one foul to give. Riley Dick, a three. Bottom! Two-point game with a minute 18 to go. 31 points for Riley Dick. Are you kidding me? It is a full. We'll follow suit. Girls Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinal. One seed, number two ranked Ellenwood, 50. Eight seed Rossville, 48. We got a buck 18 to go. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 96 in the polls. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tabman here in Salina. Girls Class 2A State Basketball Tournament Quarterfinal. The 1-8 matchup. Number 2 ranked and 1 seed Ellenwood leading Rossville, the 8th seed, just by 2. It is 50-48 with a minute 18 to go in the game. Rossville's Riley Dick with 31 points. No shot clock here at the state tournament. So Ellenwood leading by 2, now 70 seconds to go. Get it into the front court here from left to right. They go right side. Reese Stickney on the wing. Back between the rings out high, Meta Maxwell. How long does Rossville go? Now we're under a minute. 57 seconds and counting. Next foul, or I should say a foul, is going to put Ellenwood at the line near midcourt. Meta Maxwell on the dribble. 48 seconds to go. Rossville down 2 on the defensive effort. Can they get a steal, cause a turnover? Down to 40 seconds. Ellenwood still on the perimeter. There's the bump. There's the foul. It'll be on Maggie Sanders. That'll be her fourth. Stops the clock at 39 seconds. And at the line, Meta Maxwell, who is just 40% at the line this season. And that one is too strong, no good. Free throw shooting is allowing Rossville to hang around. Right back into the game, Ayla Ritchie here for Ellenwood. So even if Maxwell knocks this one down, it's still going to be a one-possession game with 39 seconds to go. The second is good. 10 points for Meta Maxwell. And a three-point Ellenwood lead. Here we go, folks. 33 seconds and counting. Here's Riley Dick going right of the left side screen. Into the right side corner it goes. Working out of that corner. Now handing it off. Riley Dick, baseline drive. She'll force the issue. A lot of contact, no call. Burdick gets the rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball with 20 seconds to go, which gives it back to the Eagles. Boy, there was not a lot of time with a tie-up there. Burdick ripped it away, put a shot up, it went in, but they're going to say Ellenwood ball on the tie-up. So it stays 51-48 with 21 seconds to go. Ellenwood will have the ball, and a full timeout is called. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a 30. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete.
Concrete by Design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's set it up here on the Pulse. Girls Class 2A State Tournament quarterfinal here in Salina. Ellenwood 51, Rossville 48. Eagles get it in. Do we have a tie-up? No, it's going to be a foul against the Dogs. They tried to tie it up on the entry pass. Instead, free throws for Ellenwood with 18.4 seconds remaining. The foul on Ellie Sanders, her second. And this is going to put right back to the line Ayla Ritchie, who has struggled here tonight, just 2-for-8 at the line in this game. Her team by 3 down the home stretch, and now it's a 4-point lead. Ayla Ritchie, a big freebie there. She's got 7 in the game, and Ellenwood's lead is 52-48, which is 18 seconds remaining. Ritchie second. Perfect. 5-point Ellenwood lead. Rossville, they got to get something quick. They get it into the corner with Bristol Miller. Down to 13 seconds. Burdick, straight away 3. It is an air ball. Out of bounds to Ellenwood with 9 seconds to go, leading Rossville 53-48. And a quick sub. Rossville in trouble now. Ellenwood gets it in, and there's the quick foul with 8 seconds to go. Bryn Widener will go to the line to put the finishing touches on this one. With just 7.8 seconds to go, foul was Sawyer Bunk. That was her first. And well beyond the 5 team fouls, and Ellenwood fans feeling it now. Bryn Widener, she's been quiet here in the second half. A 19 in the game, and make it 20. 54-48 Ellenwood. Timeout Eagles with one more free throw to come here for Bryn Widener. So Rossville just clawed back all throughout the second half to make this a one possession game in the final minute, but unable to get a look. And now Ellenwood trying to secure it at the free throw line here in the final moments. Ellenwood getting everything from 8 seed Rossville in this game. Eureka awaits in the semifinals Thursday afternoon in Emporia. Eureka defeating Oakley in the first game today, 51-45. So Bryn Widener out of the timeout, one more free throw. It is on the way. It is good. 21 for Bryn Widener. And then a quick foul going against Ellenwood before Rossville could even throw it in. They get Olivia Batchman kind of running into Riley Dick there, but it's a 7-point game now with 8 seconds to go. Here is Riley Dick navigating into the front court. She'll dive in and launch a deep three. It is an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and the buzzer sounds, and that'll do it. It'll end the Rossville girls basketball season. What an effort here today in Salina. But the Dogs' season comes to an end in the first round of the girls Class 2A state basketball tournament. Our score, 1 seed and number 2 ranked Ellenwood, 55, Rossville 48. Our postgame after a timeout. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dogs!
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Are you prepared for retirement?
What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're queued up, 96.9 The Pulse, Brandon Tam and Megan starting with you one final time. Got another broadcast coming your way here. State Basketball Championship Tournament quarterfinal action. Once again, our next game coming up, 3A boys quarters with Silver Lake and Holcomb. We'll have it right here on the Pulse, also dialed up on the Silver Lake channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Go to msesports.net, listen live tab. You can find the stream for the Pulse or the video channel as well for Silver Lake and Holcomb coming up at 4 here in about 26 and a half minutes or so, a little bit longer than that. But again, if you're just joining us, our first game here today on the Pulse, girls class 2A quarterfinal, the 1-8 matchup in this tournament. Number one seed and number two ranked Ellenwood fighting off and holding on over the 8 seed Rossville Bulldogs by a final score of 55-48. Rossville, they had a struggle in the second quarter. They were down 11 at the half. They were down by as many as 14 early in the third quarter, but they slowly fought their way back, had it with an opportunity, a one-possession game near the final minute. They had a possession down 3, did not get a look. They gave it back to the Eagles. Ultimately, Ellenwood knocking down free throws down the stretch, able to hold off this feisty Rossville team. But nonetheless, Rossville, the 8th seed, their season comes to a close here in the opening round of the state tournament as Rossville's final record here in the 25-26 season, 15-11. And the number one seed, number two ranked Ellenwood Eagles will take on the 4 seed and number one ranked Eureka Tornadoes in the semifinals out in Emporia. That semifinal will be on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So So again, we got to get you to a break here momentarily. We'll get you dialed up and get you set for Silver Lake and Holcomb here in just a little bit. But just going through some of the final numbers here in this game today. Boy, what a send-off for Rossville senior Riley Dick, one of the best to ever do it. Girls basketball history for Rossville. She closed out her career in this state tournament quarterfinal despite a loss. She had 31 points in this game. She was 5 of 11 from 3, 9 of 21 from the floor, and a perfect 8 for 8 at the free throw line. But again, 31 points for Riley Dick in her final game in a Rossville Bulldogs uniform. Of course, she is off, committed to be at Rockhurst to continue her collegiate basketball career coming up next year. Outside of that, Nora Burdick had 9 points and 11 rebounds, so a near double-double for Nora. Nora, only a junior. She'll be back next year. Outside of that, Bristol Miller, the freshman, had 7. All of her 7 points actually in the first quarter, and then just 1 point from Maggie Sanders. That was it. So you had Riley Dick with 31, Nora Burdick with 9, Bristol Miller with 7, and 1 point for Maggie Sanders. Again, shooting in this game for Rossville, they were 7 of 24 from the first half, or in the first half, I should say. They shot 8 of 23 in the second half. So in the game, field goal percentage at 31.9%. They were 2 of 8 from 3 in the first half, 4 of 11 from downtown in the second half, 31% from 3 in the game, and 71% was Rossville at the free throw line in this game. They were 12 of 17. Ellenwood, a little bit more balanced scoring. They got 21 points from Bryn Widener. She had 9 rebounds as well. She was very efficient, 7 of 12 shooting, 3 of 6 from 3, and 4 of 7 at the line. 10 points as well from Meta Maxwell. She added 6 rebounds. She was 4 of 13, but just 1 of 8 from 3. But some of the key team numbers in this game, it was only 2 in terms of the separation with rebound numbers in the first half, but when we get down to it at the end of the game, the Ellenwood rebounding number, 44 compared to 33 for Rossville. That's just total rebounds. But again, offensively, 16-5 was the advantage for Ellenwood on the offensive glass. And a lot of that came down the home stretch with crucial moments in the fourth quarter. So second and even third chance opportunities was big for Ellenwood to survive this first round contest with the 8 seed for Rossville. So again, that'll do it for us here, at least for the time being. Again, Wade Gerstner and crew standing by with another broadcast coming your way here on the Pulse at 4 o'clock. Again, that start time here in Salina, and pregame shortly before that here on the Pulse. So again, Megan Sturton, our studio producer, will keep you at least busy for the next 15, 20-ish minutes or so. And then we'll come right back here on the Pulse, 4 o'clock start time, 3A boys. Quarterfinal action. It'll be the 4-5 matchup with Silver Lake taking on Holcomb. So again, that'll do it at least for this first part of the broadcast here today. Appreciate Megan Sturton. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks again for tuning in here today on the Pulse. We still got another game coming up here in a bit with Silver Lake and Holcomb. But again, one final time here in this 2A girls quarter final matchup here in Salina. The number one seed, number two ranked Ellenwood Eagles survive. They knock out the 8 seed and Rossville. Final score here in this matchup was 55-48. So stand by. We're back to it in just a little bit. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.